One of the most exciting things I reckon that a person can do is the census. Yes, I know that might generate a little bit of laughter, but it's just, I've always found it a great deal of fun, and now it's easier than ever before. Joining us to have a chat about the census this month is Andrew Henderson from the Australian Bureau of Statistics. Andrew, how are you today?
I'm well, thanks, Andrew.
Are you as excited as I am about the census?
Doesn't get any better, does it? It's like, you know, we've been working towards this for 6 years and it's not game on.
And it's easier than ever before. I don't know whether I've ever experienced the opportunity to be able to do the census before the night of the actual census, but I did it just the other day and I'm so relieved and happy that it's all taken care of.
It's as easy as you say. Everyone's getting their instructions in the mail. You can get online, takes 30 minutes, dead easy.
Anyone who's not too sure about it, why do we do the census, Andrew?
Well, the census is, once every 5 years, we take a fresh look at all our communities, how we've changed, the things that have changed us. And if you think, Andrew, about the last 5 years, drought, bushfire recovery, floods, and now COVID impacting all of us, changing the way we live, how we work. And so census will give us what we need as a local community as well as a nation to plan our way forward out of this.
Why is it important that everybody does it?
Well, every community is different. So if we don't get that fine level picture of Australia, that really granular look that tells us about every individual community, what every individual community looks like and what they need in terms of services, aged care, childcare, we can't move forward and plan.
Andrew, I remember as a young man, I was saying to my dad, I'm going to be going out this Saturday night, and he responded, no, no, you can't. We're doing the census. Everyone's got to stay home. But it's not as important that you actually have to be there at that time, is it?
No. This time around, we're being a bit more flexible. We're saying to people, tell us, look, we're happy to do it. We just need to be a bit more flexible. You know, we work shifts, we're doing caring, that sort of stuff. So we're saying, look, it's fine. As soon as you're confident you know who's going to be home and you've got the instructions, just get on and do it.
Yep. And it's actually quite easy. Should everybody have received their letter in the mail by now?
They're in the mail, and we'll be delivering some forms by hand still, paper forms, where health services allow it. But hang fire until the weekend, so things will still be coming through till the weekend, and you'll have everything you need before census night.
Well, that's my next question, is if you haven't seen or heard anything from the Australian Bureau of Statistics by now, should you give you a call and say what's going on, Andrew?
No, we're still out there getting things through to people, so we'll be working through till next weekend. But come Sunday, if you haven't heard from us, give us a call on 1800 512 441 and we'll get a form out to you.
As a man who's into statistics, I've got to say, it took me about 20 minutes to fill out between myself and my missus. Was that a bit long? Am I within the realm that everybody, that's as long as it takes everyone?
No, an average household's about 2.6 people and that's about 30 minutes worth. So you're on the money there, mate.
Oh, well, I do enjoy doing it. And given the opportunity, I would do it again if I could.
No worries at all, Andrew.
Andrew, thank you very much for the work that you're doing with the Bureau. And when will we hear the results from this census?
June next year. Takes a little while to get through 10 million forms, but we'll be doing it by June next year.
All right, no worries. You stay on that, and we'll probably speak to you about those results in the near distant future.
Good talking, Andrew.